This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
This is like early in the morning. People knocked on the door and said, hey, the levee broke at Spindrift and like we need to leave. The staging area was here in front of Riverside Elevators, and there's a crossroad here called Tyler Island Bridge Road. The neighborhood is called Delta Acres. I'm watching this water creep across the island. I'm like, this is not good. Those houses are gone.
A couple of years ago, I approached a number of folks looking for a volunteer community that might be willing to be a candidate for a pilot community-based insurance. And the city manager of Isleton volunteered the community of Isleton.
It was marketed to us that, hey, you can reduce your flood insurance rates for that. Well, I was paying $6,000 a year for flood insurance. And I'm like, well, I think I'm paying for people's disasters elsewhere. That's what it felt like.
There's a number of social justice components that are, quite frankly, made worse by the National Flood Insurance Program. It is now time to think about other ways to do business. It's not serving the communities that it needs to. We have a gap. We think we've landed on some solutions. We have a ways to go, but the community has come together and they have formed a geologic hazard abatement district for the purpose of administering a new community-based flood insurance.
Once I became better informed, I realized that the ability to form a hazard abatement district permitted by the state is important for communities that are at risk, including the flood component and the water component in an abatement district is innovative. And the idea that we can help construct benefits to the community is extremely appealing.
I like the idea of mitigating problems before they happen. We live on a levee, always have the threat of a flood. And so the GAD is an interesting thing to bring affordable insurance that has a quicker payout and also can implement some mitigating policies to help prevent things from becoming a big disaster.
This could absolutely be a model for other places and has the potential to be a very attractive model for many communities in the Central Valley and in California. They can form a special district, they can come together and use the model that we're presenting for Isleton to create a flood insurance program that meets the needs of their community.
It's an honor to be part of an innovative program like the GAD. All of us matter. Community really matters. We do have our back.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.